or at least the statutory law. At this point in time, I guess I wouldn't be insisting on it. Sometime later, maybe.
And you can't, the old law is you can't repeal the common law by statute unless you very expressly and very clearly repeal the common law.
Well, okay, so I guess that leaves us then with what Mr. Fender and his clients have proposed here on the hand and gross, well, it'd be LC-1.
Yeah, without additional language.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I have an additional amendment.
Okay.
I was chairing the other committee when this was brought up, and it was on Tuesday, and at that time we decided not to interfere with it because of the time frame, but if there are going to be other amendments. This is from the chair of the Oregon Conference of Local Environmental Health Supervisors, and he would like on page 1, line 26, after slide, to insert water slides are public swimming pools. And the reasoning is that because of certain circumstances, there is a problem with the regulation of the sanitation of water slides in Oregon. Oregon County Health Departments contend that these facilities are associated with health and safety problems that need to be remedied by public health professionals. We further believe that the Oregon State Health Division ought to consider these facilities as swimming pools, but apparently is unable to do so. And so they're suggesting that we define the water slide as a public swimming pool so that the health department can regulate the quality of the water and that sort of thing.
That idea might have merit, but I would, we haven't had a word of testimony on it, and I just assume, Senator Simmons, that we're not added on.
I'm bringing it up to do my duty.
Thank you. Now, does anybody have any difficulty with the, what I'll call a Fender proposed amendments, which are also better known as LC-1? Any problems with those amendments?
The bill as it came to the Senate, it came just to the Senate without an amendment.
Without an amendment.
Without an amendment. Now why... we're trying to put back.
The highest degree of.
I move the Fender Amendment.
All right. Is there any objection? Senator Brockman.
I don't have an objection. I'm just trying to figure out. First time I read this, users in there. When you're using a machine, you can owner or operator. Okay, but the people that are writing it are the users. Is that?
Yes. Instead of a long sentence saying persons using the device is compatible and so on and so forth, they just suggested the word users.
No objection.
For the safety of users. Okay. Any objection? That's the word. All right.
The first lawyer who's ever come in with amendments that shorten the language.
Yeah. All right. Then Senator Brown would move House Bill 2580 as amended in this committee to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Senator Handy.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I had a question on the floor yesterday on Section 9 of the $100 fine. I asked of the carrier of the bill. I wonder if staff could, or council could, assist me.
That applies to, if I might, to a different series of laws than the one that we're dealing with. The series that we're dealing with in the bill is 460, 310 to 460, 410.
So this there's no relevance at all?
No, it's just...
It's just part of the same section.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just part of the same section.
All right. Any other questions? Call the roll, please.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, let's take care of it. Now, I think that, now do you want, Council, are you ready to go back to little problem that we're trying to work out for the step-parent?
We have conceptual amendments that are being...
Well, that are on their way.
That are on their way. As soon as somebody from Legislative Council's office finishes drafting them, they'll send them down. And
okay, we'll just wait on that.
Mr. Chair, I have a conference committee at 3:30.
Okay, a conference committee at 3:30, and I think the education committee is going on right now, isn't it?
We've got 4 minutes. There's no bill we can...
We got another bill, counsel, that we can...
Well...
Mr. Chairman, is a bar bill?
It's a bill, too, by the way.
It's 3 bar bills. Yeah, there are...
I think we're all short.
Okay, let's take 23. Let's take 2336.
Well, wait a minute now.
Now, I'm not sure that people are ready on 2336 or not, but that is, that's the bill that... It does not require, at least a requirement that
that public health agencies determine a person's citizenship or alienage.
And then report that to the immigration authorities. We had two somewhat related bills. One of them dealt with the prohibition of police officers to investigate aliens, I suppose is one way to say it. Now, that's not on the agenda because I sensed that the committee probably wasn't favorably inclined toward that. I could be mistaken, but anyway, this one is on here because I got the impression that there wouldn't be any objection to this. I could be wrong. The argument was made that aliens would decline to go to the county health services when they were sick or had disease because they would be reported to the immigration authorities. And true, they were not, they were illegal aliens, but you have to balance catching illegal aliens against the idea of spreading disease. And so I thought this bill here had
merit.
It has merit quite apart from the other bill.
Mr. Chairman,
I'm supportive. I would move it now to pass. I remember one time bleeding rather badly, and they wanted to have a medical history before they did anything. And part of the medical history, probably under the theory that some people be where I was born, and I don't think that's relevant.
Let me find out now.
I'll give a courtesy.
Okay. All right. Senator Hamby, are you all right?
Yes, very much.
Senator Brown has moved House Bill 2336 to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Call the roll, please.
Rockland.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Hamby.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Here. Mr. Chair, the other...
Senator Hamby.
The companion bill, at the request of the Hispanic Commission, was House Bill...
2337.
2337. We have not acted on it.
That is not on the agenda.
We are not able to, if I could test the water.
You can test the water. If these committee members want it, I'll put it on tomorrow's agenda.
There isn't a quorum when you're testing it.
Pardon me?
There isn't a quorum while you're testing it.
Oh, well then, I guess.
Why don't you test it during the recess?
I will.
Okay. Senator Simmons got a conference, but it's 3:30 and we're going to take the...
I like the bill.
We're going to necessarily have to take a recess.
Bill.
You'll be in what room?
I'll stand by.
You're going to have a heck of a time coming 4 o'clock. You totally wait and leave.
It's
got their last bills up, and it's going to really be a humdinger.
Oh. Well, we may be here tonight after dinner. Let's go upstairs and see what we got left.
Okay.
Now, Jeanette,
you bring your list, I'll bring mine. We'll
Peter, what do you think about that? Senate Judiciary will come to order. Senator Frye is present. Senator Brown is present.
I'm here for 2 hours, or to the duration.
Period. I've been the rest 2 minutes, I have to leave. For any reason.
Okay. And to your Senator Brockman's?
Maybe here soon.
Okay.
delivered those statutes.
Well, we're going to start with 2671. Okay.
I'm going
upstairs.
I don't know where Lyndon is.
Thank you. See you later.
See you on that one?
Yeah, he's on both ones.
Well, we don't need any testimony?
We don't need
any testimony.
Yeah.
Well, first bill, we're going to consider. We're going to take up 2671.
Thank you.
But, okay. The committee is in session, and Senator Brown moves to table all remaining bills on the agenda. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so forth.
I can't act without a quorum.
We'll be in recess until we get a quorum.
All bills dealing with banking.
Fortunately, I only have savings and loan bills, Senator Brown.
Right.
Close enough, right?
Close enough for government work. Section 1 relates to indigents. I should declare a conflict of interest.
Every member of the legislature can do that.
Now we have some. Why didn't they engross this bill? We've got a whole bunch of house amendments.
2671? There's a hand engrossed version.
Well, where is the hand engrossed version?
Do they really save the money by doing this?
They pass it on to the Senate by doing it that way.
You know.
It doesn't save anybody
Okay, so the only thing we're looking at is one page. No, we're looking at more than that.
There's a whole page of amendments here. Nothing even looks engrossed. Oh, here it is. No. Yeah. There's an engross there.
Well, they just like to amend stuff on the home side, you know?
On page four, line 12, Senator Brown, we could increase that $30 per hour to say 60 or something more reasonable, couldn't we?
Yes, easily, somewhere around 100, just round off 100, and then that will take care for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
We kind of build a inflation factor in here.
Yes, that's right. The legislature won't have to mess with it another 5 or 6 sessions.
Yeah. That way we'll save all those bills.
That's right. Makes sense to me.
Bill, I've got a conference committee at 5:45 that should only take about 3 minutes, they tell me.
Okay.
Hopefully. Should have 6 by then, I hope.
Well, we have 15 bills left on the agenda, and the president gave me until 7 o'clock to finish them.
Well, we could always...
Jack, what is the next bill after 2671?
2545. You could use Senator Potts' way and just call the names and bang the gavel.
Yeah, that's been suggested by Mr. Barrows. Actually, before you got here, Senator Brown moved to table all the bills on the agenda that were left, and I didn't hear any objection.
You pound the gavel, and then we counted noses, and
they weren't quite in, well.
Well, if we had 2 staff, 2 senators, and Jim Hennings, and that's 5.
Well, she can call the roll and anybody can answer.
Dave Barris is only one half, so that doesn't quite make it.
I've been speaking to him the hall, he's on his way down.
I meant one and a half.
Oh, thank you.
The business committee meeting Sunday at 7 a.m.
Sunday, 7 a.m.
Yeah. They were going to make it 6 and then figured some people might want to go to 6 o'clock.
That's a good time. I remember that's why I used to listen to the Funny Paper Man in Los Angeles.
Now, is that where you learned all your law?
I used to get up and read the Funny Paper for people who couldn't read.
But you're not ever.
My kids. And lawyer.
Yeah.
This time of the session,
you know,
people get silly. Other people get silly, of course, now.
Let's see. For certain sexual kinds of crimes committed under the age of 18 or 14 or something.
We had the bill yesterday that I had painful experience a couple years ago. It had to do with obscene harassing phone calls. And I put this bill in.
Simmons and Fry. And we'll take up House Bill 2671. And if you look in your book at the hand-engrossed version of that, and counsel, just summarize for us, please.
House Bill 2671 is a bill in response to a federal court case that recently ruled ORS 135.005 unconstitutional because it allowed attorney's fees to be recouped from a criminal defendant who had been acquitted of the crime that he was charged. The court also apparently ruled that the statute was not adequate because it didn't contain provisions for a hearing to determine whether recoupment of the attorney's fees would work a hardship on the defendant. So the bill in effect prohibits the court from getting attorney's fees back from an acquitted defendant. It also, the House also amended it to prevent recoupment from persons who have entered into either a civil or criminal diversion agreement.
Mr. Chair, isn't there a provision in the DUI law for recoupment in the diversion?
Oh, yes, you have to pay a fee when you're in that program.
Would this,
this wouldn't affect that?
No.
No. Are committee members satisfied? Senator Brockman, do you have a chance to?
Yep. It's basically a codification of this one.
Yes, that's what it's supposed to be. So, all right.
So I move.
All right, Senator Brown moves. engrossed House Bill 2671 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Hamby?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Fry?
Aye. Carried. Now, I want to take 2642.
Excuse me, Mr. Chair. I see here proposed conflict amendments to House Bill 2671. Did we overlook those?
Oh, we certainly did.
Uh-oh.
That's my fault.
Let's undo everything here by agreement.
I really recall.
The conflict amendments just came up about an hour ago.
Oh, shoot.
And
I think that does cover DUI.
Well, I think it's...
I said they didn't.
Well, that's the kind of language that you're looking at.
Way in the back.
The change by Legislative Council Amendments Dash 4 would just occur on lines 16 through 19, the deletion of some existing language. Isn't that correct, Council?
I believe so, yes.
And so that's all that that does. Okay. Any question about that?
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we reconsider the vote by which we sent out House Bill 2671 due passed.
All right. Any objection to reconsideration? Okay. It's now reconsidered. Excuse me, Senator Simmons.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt that, Mr. Chair. But this does add a Section 7 and 8 to the bill.
Well, it adds, yes, it does add Section 8. That's the conflict amendment.
And Section 7 is the one that we do have now.
Pardon?
Yes.
It's not this.
Section 7 just deletes the provision that the court may require a defendant to reimburse the public body for cost of counsel. So that just brings it into line with the rest of that.
Which is Section 6 in the Minute Bill.
You need to be looking at the handling first version.
I'm looking at the House.
No.
Oh, the House Amendments?
No. Isn't that?
Are those the House Amendments?
These are the House Amendments.
Okay.
So then what we're doing is adding Section 8 with this.
This, yes. You got to add Section 8, which
changes the section number.
Yes.
Then why? We just don't have this one stuff here.
I think the emergency clause would then be 8. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it does change line 5, delete 7, insert 9, but I don't know why Section 7 is replacing Section 6. Where is it?
On page 5 after line 4.
Of the House Amendments, though.
Oh, I see what they've done. So, the Section 7 goes into the
right.
Senate Bill 100. So it's duplicate language, amending the current statute until 100 becomes effective, which is
January 1st.
January 1st, yeah. So it takes effect immediately, and this is the
amendment.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right, now Senator Brown moves amendments dash 4, dated June 12th, to House Bill 2671. Is there any objection to that?
So what?
So ordered. Now Senator Brown moves House Bill 2671 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Call the roll again, please.
Brown.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye.
Abby.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye.
And that's carried. Thank you, Senator Simmons, for noticing that. Let's go to 2642.
But they've stopped on the subcommittee adjourned on this because they got to go for a call.
Which one did he say?
2642.
That we heard testimony this morning from Pete Sandrock on this. It's the chair's recommendation that the bill be tabled.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm supportive of the bill, but I may be outvoted. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll move to table.
Senator Hammond moves to table House Bill 2642. Call the roll, please.
Brockman.
Aye.
Brown.
No.
Cohen.
The motion was to move it?
To table.
To table.
Oh. Aye.
Hamby.
Aye.
Simmons.
Aye.
Fry.
Aye. That's carried. Now, 2545.
You need 5?
We need to 5 to table, I think.
You do have 5.
Yeah, I got.
But you only got 4 votes.
No, there were 4.
I'm sorry, 3. 4, 5. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're right on one count, wrong.
Yeah, I have 2 thumbs on that hand. I'm sorry.
Okay. 2545.
2545 is the revision of the statutes relating to jury selection that we heard took testimony on this morning.
If I may be excused to go to education for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Ms. Joyce is here.
Just give me 30 seconds.
Okay.
We heard this bill this morning.
25, what was it, 80?
2545.
2545. It has to do with all the procedures on jury selection. It provides for the use of driver registrations as an additional source. We all hear the point on that.
No. How come we didn't take action on it? We just had no quorum in the morning.
That was probably right.
There was no quorum.
It didn't have a quorum.
Okay, I move it, Mr. Chair.
Wait.
Do we have amendments?
We got some.
There are some conflict amendments behind the staff measure analysis.
Okay, I'd move the conflict amendments in.
Okay.
Dash four.
Is everybody on
2545-4?
Okay.
Senator Cohen moves 2545-4 amendments. Are there any objections to that? Mm-hmm. So ordered. Is everybody?
There was no adverse testimony.
No, there was no adverse testimony. I take it back now. I recall that I think Senator. There were some of us that were concerned about the deaf part of people.
Yeah. I was concerned.
I was too.
Right. I was. I don't know about you people, but I've come to terms with that, and the reason I've come to terms with it because I do believe that if the trial lawyer feels that that's going to be an impediment, he can exercise a peremptory challenge, and I would prefer not to have that in the bill. I think, but the bill, of course, is a kind of a textbook example of a lot of work, and I would like to see the bill go out.
Well, I like the most parts of it, but that aspect still gives me trouble. But enhancing the master list and all that kind of stuff, and I don't like to see people precluded from jury duty by virtue of a handicap, but. It's okay. So,
you want to move it, Mr. Chair?
Pardon?
I'd move it.
Well, I want to make sure.
I have the same reservations, but I'll give it a courtesy vote because of the rest of the bill.
That's about it for me, too.
All right. Okay. Senator Cohen moves House Bill 2545 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Further discussion? Call the roll.
Brockman?
Aye.
Brown?
Here. Here.
Where is he?
I don't know. Here, I'll get him.
You mean I?
You mean I?
I.
if he's out there and the one of you two wants to withdraw your courtesy vote, if you want to withdraw your courtesy vote, Brown vote, you don't want to do it.
As long as it's noted, that's what it is.
You want to vote on this?
Aye.
Aye. Brown votes aye. All right. So ordered. Passed. Okay, we'll change. We still got a quorum here? Yeah, we still got a quorum. We'll go to 2359.
Hey.
Get
your torches.
After 3 days, we're going to get 2359.
That's the barbed wire go with a table.
Okay, then I'll just circulate another one. Okay.
We're looking at a one-page handbook soon
here. That's the. We have amendments. The Oregon State Bar has proposed amendments to 2359. Let me explain what it is. First of all, 2359 is a bill that would have originally repealed a required statement transferring an instrument transferring title and real property. The House amended it to May 27th, and these are the amendments that you want to start with. The May 27th House amendments to House Bill 2359. The committee talked about making an amendment on line 8 because of the language before signing this instrument, because all instruments aren't necessarily signed. In addition to that, we have proposed amendments by the bar dated June 12, 1985, and they propose in line 8 of the printed House amendments after signing, inserting or accepting. In line 16, after executed, inserting or accepted. In line 17, after the period, inserting the language, no action may be maintained by the person acquiring or agreeing to acquire title to the real property against any person other than the person transferring or contracting to transfer fee title to the real property. And there is somebody from the bar if you want an explanation of why they want those amendments.
Well, since Diane has waited 3 days, this bill will come up, I suppose we can call on her. Come up here and tell us.
You know, if you don't want to hear, I'm perfectly willing to waive testimony at this point.
Providing we pass it.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Diana Godwin from Portland, representing the Oregon State Bar. I'll talk fast. These two amendments, the first one, line 8 and line 16, are in response to what the chairman wanted to do because not all instruments are signed. Some are accepted by the grantee, and then the new sentence that we're going to add at the end of this bill was worked out as compromise language between the bar's real estate and land use.